こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてくださいもう何十回もやってんのにバイリンガル会話って言っちゃった。
カメカメマメ
はい、1個目のニュースいきます。ドイツドレスデンの警察官が男性を殺害し切り刻んだ罪で逮捕されました。容疑者はこの殺人は被害者の同意のもと行われたものだと供述しています。55歳の容疑者と59歳の被害者は12月にカニバリズムフェチ、あの人肉食のサイトで出会って1ヶ月間のメールや電話でのやり取りを経て11月4日に初対面、その日中に犯行が行われました。被害者は何時間にも及ぶ拷問の後に喉を刺されて死亡しており、遺体は切り刻まれた状態で庭に埋められていました。被害者は何年も前から自分が殺害されて誰かに食べられることに対して非常に興味があったということが分かっています。容疑者は遺体を食べたことについては否定しており、現在警察は遺体を詳しく調べています。ドイツでは2001年にも同様の事件が起きており、その犯人は終身刑となっています。
A 55-year-old German police officer suspected of killing a man he met on the internet has been arrested. More specifically, the handwriting and document analysis specialist is suspected of chopping the man up into small pieces. According to witnesses, the victim had fantasized about being killed and eaten since his youth. The murder happened about a month after the two met online. The 59-year-old victim traveled 400 kilometers to meet with the officer and...was then stabbed in the neck about an hour later and he died.
Yeah.
And then he was chopped up into pieces.
Yeah, not an hour later.
Wasn't it an hour after they met in person?
Well, do they know this?
Yeah, I believe that's what was said.
Oh.
In the source.
In the article that I read,they said that the victim had been tortured for hours before he died.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still investigating this, so maybe...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I read that he was fairly promptly stabbed in the neck with a knife.
Mm. That's crazy. Yeah. 100歩譲ってこう食べてみたいとかは、まあ、わかるとして、食べられたいって結構謎じゃない？なんかさ、自分が死んじゃってたらさ、
Both are pretty strange though.
Both are strange, but 100歩譲ってよ100歩譲って食べてみたいっていうのがまだ理解できるけど、食べられたい方がちょっとわかる、難しくない？理解するの。だってさ、死んじゃってたらさ、自分が食べられてるかどうかもうわかんないじゃん。
You just have to trust
the guy.
Yeah, apparently that didn't work out for this guy though, because the German police officer, it doesn't really actually seem like he did any eating of the victim.
まあ今のところね、そういうふうに食べてはないっていうふうに言ってるんだけど。
Well, the guy said, I, you know, parts of his body are over here and over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At his where he lives, south of Dresden.
しかも2001年に本当に同じような事件がドイツで起きてて、まあ、その時は食べてたんだけど、ドイツどうなってんの？
Well, isn't there a very famous Japanese cannibal?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
わかんないけど、これマミ超詳しいよ。あのフランスで食べた人でしょ？
わかんないじゃん。
フランスで食べた人でしょ？しかも無罪になって日本に今いるよね、まだ。
Yeah, he's like...He's just chilling.
これ聞いてるかな?
This news?
Yeah. Or us, bilingual news.
佐川一世?
あ、そうだ。あのね、うちらの親の世代の人だと結構知ってる人もいると思うんだけど、あのフランスであの同級生の女の子を、まあ、殺害して食べて。
The girl was Dutch. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think she was French.
Okay.で、あの日本に送還された時に、そのフランスの警察が適当で書類がちょっと不備があったので、あの日本でプロセキューできなくて、そのまま無罪になっちゃったケースがあったんだよね。 あのこうなんか日本の料理を食べさせてあげるって言って家に呼んで後ろから打って食べたっていう、あのすっごいね詳細がネットで見れるんだけどちょっと黒すぎてなんかさすがのマミでもちょっと言うのがはばかられる感じ、
うん、
Yeah, but he's out there and he was in porn in Japan and
really?
He wrote like a book and
I know he wrote a book、
うん、
I think I heard about that
普通に楽しく暮らし、まあ楽しくかわかんないけどなんかすごいよね。
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.、What about the guy that、had his penis surgically、amputated?
阿佐ヶ谷ね、しかも。
And then, yeah. 阿佐ヶ谷だった。
あれもね、そう、日本であの自分の男性器を切って、それをあの料理してね、人に食べさせるイベントを阿佐ヶ谷で開催したっていうね。
Yeah.
しかもそれちゃんとお客さん来てね、食べたんだよね。
Yeah, I think there were a couple of no-shows.
あの、料理の写真見たけどね、ちょっと頭がクラクラした。うわーみたいな。
I feel super uncomfortable just thinking. I just don't.
男は特にね。
That's the last thing in the world that I would do. The last.
Yeah.
I would. There's nothing I. That's the worst. By far.
そうね、そのだからやっぱり人間同士食べたり食べられたりっていうのはちょっと理解できないね。
Well,
まあ理解できたらちょっとおかしいかもしれないけど。
I feel like there's a stronger parallel between sexual attraction and wanting to eat the subject in Japan than in maybe some other cultures. Like,
なんかあの
like oh, you know.It's so kawaii. I want to just.
あ、そう、食べちゃいたいとかね。
Yeah. People just say that so casually, like,
そうそうそう。
Oh, I just want to eat his face.
Yeah. まあでも、だから好きだと口に入れたいっていうのはもともと多分人間のどっかに備わってんじゃない？
でも食うな。
だから飲み、だから噛んだ、本当にもぐもぐして飲んじゃったら問題だけど。
Yeah.
で、そのもともと口に。こう好きなものとかを口に入れたいなって思うのがちょっと行き過ぎちゃうと本当に飲み込みたくなっちゃうのかな、わかんない。
is that the same for men and women, or do you think women say that more often than men do?
あ、食べちゃいたい。
Yeah.
まあ男は言わないよね。聞いたことない。That's a really girly thing to say.
Right?
うん。あ、可愛い、食べちゃいたい。あ、なんか赤ちゃんとかね。あーとか。まあ男が言ってたらちょっと怖いね。
Yeah.
でもこういうカニバリズムみたいなのは逆に男の人が多いよね、捕まるのとかを見てると。
It seems like a difficult thing for girls to pull off though too.
あの女は結構昔の旦那とかの旦那さんの遺体を全部なんか地下に溜めてるとかそういうの方が多いよね。食べるっていうかちょっとコレクション的な、
yeah.
食べる女の人で食べてたケース今思いつかないね。男の人は結構あるけど、まあ世の中にはいろいろ恐ろしい変な事件があ
るから。But there's a lot of murder cases where wives have gone a little crazy and chopped up their husbands and put them in the wall or in the forest and stuff like that. Yeah,
but husbands do that to wives too, so.But when it comes to このカニバリズム、なんか男と女で差がありそう。うん、じゃない？ぽくない？
Seems like it.
でも女の子の方がどっちかというと美味しそうだもんね、まあ。わかる？
I agree.
ね、男ちょっとまずそうじゃん、なんか。
I agree with that.
どっちかといえば、どっちかといえばね。まあでもこのケースは男性が男性をっていう。
Is that gay? Is it gay if you eat a man?
わかんない。だからこのケースはね、その話誰もしてないから、実際にこの二人がゲイだったのかストレートだったのかわからないんだけど、
well, is it,
まあゲイだったのかな。
Well, the murderer just murdered him. He didn't eat him, but wanting to be eaten
by a man.
Do you think it matters whether or not you're being eaten by a man or a woman or?
わかんない。
It seems like it has to be a sexual thing, right?
でも。
Isn't it?
でもタブー的なことだとさ、なんか、あ、でもどうなんだろうね。
I don't know. I can't put my mind in the place to even figure that out.
ね、ちょっとあまりにも自分の
I'm stuck.
ね、あのなんていうの、常識とかけ離れすぎて、わかんないね、全然。
I don't know. We have to ask that Japanese guy. But he says it's a sexual thing for sure. Yeah, he does.
Oh yeah, for him, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For Sagawa Issei.
そうそうそう。あの人はだってもう女の子が良かったんだもん。女の子を食べたいっていう。なんかだって日本に帰ってきて普通に無罪でプラプラ歩いててなんかキャミソールとか着てる女の子見ると食べたくなるみたいなこととか普通にパブリックリに言ってたし That's pretty scary though なんか食べ人間ってその恐怖ないじゃない他の動物ってさ常にこう何かに食べられちゃうかもしれないと思って生きてるじゃん、mm. ジャングルとかって If you're like a deer人間に食べられちゃうかもとかライオンに食べられちゃうかもとかでも人間ってもともとそういう今はさ食べられちゃうかもしれないってあんまり思ってないじゃん普段まあサメとかにねアクシデントではあるけど普通に道歩いててそういう目で見られてることってめったにないから
Yeah, if you just wanted if it was just the getting eaten part that you wanted I mean, I'd just go surfing every day in like Australia until it happened or something
いやこうタブー的なのがやっぱり興奮するんでしょだからサメとかだと全然だってタブーじゃないじゃん It's like 普通じゃん
If all you want to do is be eaten I mean Do you want to just be eaten? Do you want to be eaten by a person? Do you want to be eaten by a person that you care for? Does that person that you want to be eaten by You know do they need to be a man or a woman? ね、It's like how do you want to be eaten? Because there's a lot of It seems like there's a lot of ways to do it
ねなんかそのカニバリズムっていうのは知ってたけど食べられたいっていう人もいるなんか需要があっても供給がないと思ったからちゃんとデマンドサプライがあるんだと思った
How do you feel about the German police officer though? Do you think that he what kind of Do you think that he should be punished? And what kind of punishment should he be subjected to? Like, what do you because the guy the guy wanted to die and he wanted to get eaten.
その2001年の前のドイツのケースの時はまさにその犯人の人がそういうアピールをしたの。あの、
yeah.
何被害者の人は this is what the victim wanted. So why do I have to get punished みたいな感じで。
Yeah.
でもそもそも殺す方法に関わらずその自殺ほう助とかって自体がもうCrime だから、まあ仕方ないよね。日本もそうじゃん。
No, but what? But how do you feel about the issue personally? Do you think that it should be a crime?
Personally, like そういう法律とか全部無視すれば別に、なんかその人が punish されるのはどうかなと思うけどね。あの自殺ほう助とか全体的にその。
Yeah, so do you think you don't think this guy should be punished? Is what you're trying to say.
I want him to be locked up somewhere because it's scary. But
what if he's only killing and doing this to people that are asking for it?
Ma.
Because I know that you aren't necessarily against things like euthanasia.
Mm.
Well, this man wanted to be killed. So is the killer? Is he a villain in your eyes or?
要はその well, I don't think he's a villain. I don't. I think he shouldn't have done it because it will get him into trouble, obviously.
Yeah.
But でもなんかその元々殺人があの違法なのっていうのはその何？その個人の意思をに反して命を取ることがダメだからっていうことでしょだから本人がいいって言ってるんだったら、
yeah.
まあそれを他人がどうこう言って死刑にしたりとかっていうのはまあ普通に考えるとねそういう法律とか今の制度とかを無視して普通に考えるとだから私が宇宙から来たとして例えば
What?
you know, I'm like, I'm from Mars, and I don't know anything about any laws or anything.
知らないよ。 So, but what do you... Yeah, so, okay.
だとしたら、だから変だなって思うと思うよ。
I don't know. I think he should be punished because I feel like he played the other guy. I feel like the guy that got killed got played. because the other dude didn't even eat him like he was supposed to. You're gonna so if he doesn't eat the dude, well then the dude wouldn't have wanted to be killed.
じゃあもし、もし食べてたらどう？実際。
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go for it. But clearly he was not.
まあ確かにね、食べるって約束したのに食べてなかったらそれはひどいよね、逆に。
Yeah, the dude got played. He got ripped off. This German police officer just hustled his life.
確かに。ちゃんと食べなさいよって感じだよね。
I don't know.
確かに。
That's a weird conclusion to reach.
Yeah. 次、イギリス政府は2015年からタバコメーカーに対し銘柄を問わずパッケージデザインの統一を義務付けることを検討しています。昨年同様の規制がオーストラリアですでに導入されており、タバコのパッケージはすべてオリーブ色で書体も統一されています。また健康への注意を喚起する文言も大きく明記されています。イギリス政府は喫煙率を下げるためにはまず若者が吸い始めるのを食い止める必要があるとしていて、パッケージの統一化の効果を期待しています。
The UK is considering making all tobacco companies use the same plain packaging. Last year Australia implemented this regulation, and so all tobacco packages are olive green and they use the same font. Additionally, about half of the package is a text warning about the effects of tobaccoAnd this is part of an effort to stop young people from picking up the habit.
Yeah. いいんじゃない？やれば。
It's a very tricky issue. I looked up some of the statistics off of the CDC website.
Ah, この warning のやつ。Warning の。
No, just statistics on tobacco itself.
Oh.
Because, you know, they're saying this is part of an effort to get young people to stop picking up this smoking habit. So what I found is tobacco currently kills 5 million people per year. It's expected to kill 8 million people annually by 2030. On average, if you smoke, your life expectancy goes down by...About 10 years.
10 年?
Yeah.
Wow, 長いね。
And 4,000 people start... Well, 4,000 people smoke their first cigarette every day.
Okay.
69% of smokers want to quit completely. Mm. Mm. 52% of smokers tried to quit in 2010.
Okay.
And the tobacco industry spent $8.05 billion in 2010.
だからいつも
What's that in yen?
いつも言ってるけどさ、あの一回吸い始めちゃうからやめるのが大変なんであって、吸い始めなければ別に一生タバコで苦しむことはないわけだもんね。
Yeah, but people want to try shit. It was 820, what is this? Million, 820 billion yen.
Okay.
On advertising in the tobacco industry.
すごいな。
Just in 2010.
Okay. So what was your point?
What's my point? What do you mean, what's my point?
Well, you said it's tricky.
Well, the reason why it's a tricky issue...is because you're telling companies how they can package their stuff.
Yeah.
And in principle, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, you shouldn't be able to tell a company how to package their stuff.
Well, I agree. タバコじゃなければ I totally agree, but 何有害なものってもう分かってるから、あの warning のサインもそうじゃん。普通の食べ物にさ、そんな自分が売ってるもののパッケージの半分使って smoking kills とかかけって言われたらそれは嫌だけど、でももうこれだけ 100% 有害って分かってるものを売りたいんだったら、まあそれぐらいの規制は仕方ないんじゃない。
Do you think they should sell heroin the same way?
逆にもうだからタバコをイリーゴにすればいいじゃんと思う。
Really?
ここまでだっていろんな規制とかしてさ、
What do you think is going to happen if you make tobacco illegal?
もう逆に 値段が高騰するようだから。コカインとかと一緒でめっちゃ高くなって。
Yeah, カルテルが。It doesn't make sense to make it illegal. It won't work.
Yeah.
They made alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
They made alcohol illegal once.
Yeah, that's actually true. そうね。Illegal にしちゃいけない。逆か。逆効果か。まあ、だから、legal にしたままとか、やっぱこうやって規制するしかないんじゃない？そのパッケージングに。だからほら、灰のさ、すごい怖い写真を貼ってる国とかもいっぱいあるけどさ。
It's so weird to me that this never really comes up in the news. I never really see it on TV. I never hear
about what?
Abe-san talking about this whole issue
of tobacco.
Because tobacco is killing more people than anything else.
Yeah,
like it's not even close. Tobacco 業界めっちゃでかいじゃん。
They have so much money. Look at, well, I don't want to point fingers, but もうすごいじゃん。
Like,
I'm
the,
sure
you
they're lobbying a lot.
The country could be in a war right now, and still not as many people would die as a result of that war as tobacco.
Yeah. まあ、だからそういう、だからそういう意味でもこういう規制はまあ会社も受け入れないといけないんじゃない？その有害なものを人に売っているわけだから、それぐらいの犠牲は。
Isn't it fascinating that 69% of smokers don't want to smoke? I mean, can you say that statistic about anything else that people do?
ね。だからこれをもっと大きい声で言えば若者も吸い始めないんじゃないかと思うけどね、本当は。だから吸ってる人がかっこよく見えたとしてもそのうちの約 70% は本当はやりたくないと思ってるけどやめられなくてやってるっていうのが分かればさ。
It's so weird that people want to quit、
うん、
and people try to quit、
うん、
and they can't.
They keep failing.
They can't. They'll live their most of these people will live their entire lives.
でしかも寿命が10年も縮まってんだよ。
The rest of their existence、
yeah.
on this planet、
yeah.
addicted to something that's actually going to reduce the amount of time that they spend here.
Yeah. Nah.
It's absolutely bonkers. I mean, heroin and cocaine and MDMA and all these other drugs, they're not, all these illegal drugs are not even close to tobacco for killing people and getting them addicted. And
well, that's partly because of the accessibility and the price, right?
Well,
だってタバコ自販機とかさ、もうコンビニでも売ってるし。
Yeah, but as a substance as well, tobacco is more addictive than any of those drugs.
うん。だからこのパッケージ、あのやっぱり高校生の時とか、まあ、大学生とか若い時にその私タバコをこうずっと吸うっていう吸ってたことがないから。あのその銘柄とか全然詳しくないんだけど、やっぱりその高校生の時これ吸ってるとちょっとかっこいいとか、このタバコはおじさん臭いとかあるじゃん。
Yeah, there's like people have weird brand alliances.
そうそうそう、だからあのとか、なんかメンソールはちょっと女っぽいとか、なんかいろいろあるじゃん。だからやっぱりパッケージが統一されてると、そういうのがなんかそういうなんか、あ、これ持ってるとかっこいいとかがちょっと薄れるから、若者にはまあいいんじゃないかなって思うけどね。
Well, so much money has been spent on making it cool.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, from the Marlboro Man.
Mm. Men. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Men, actually, because they have to find a new one every few years.
Yeah. 海外のやつでこう本当に死んでる人の写真みたいなのってのあるじゃん。
Yeah.
あれとかバーで、あの机に一緒に飲んでる人が置いてるとすごい嫌な気分になるもんね。なんでこの写真みんなが飲まなきゃいけないのみたいな。だから
It's such a weird phenomenon、
うんね、
Tobacco is such a strange phenomenon。
だなんかこうこんなにがんに対するリサーチとか研究とか薬とか開発してる人がたくさんお金もすごいつぎ込んでいる中でみんなプカプカ吸ってるっていうのは不思議だよね、人間ってやっぱり。
Yeah、to be able to make something that kills you like that cool、
mm.
is pretty crazy、
mm. yeah.
It is kind of cool though, isn't it? I still feel like when I see people smoking in movies and stuff, it's like, oh, he's kind of badass. When I see Arnold Schwarzenegger with like a cigar, I'm like, oh, he's kind of badass、
mm.
But that's like a weird cultural programming thing that、
mm.そうね、まあ、もう刷り込まれてるからね、ちっちゃい時からやっぱり、
yeah.
こうイケてる男の人が吸ってるみたいな。
Weird. Yeah, I just, I mean, we just grew up watching that as as kids. This is an, this is a seed that was planted like over a decade ago.
そうそう。だからやっぱりあのタバコ吸ってる人が前を歩いてるとすごい嫌だね。
Oh yeah.
全部煙がこっちに来ちゃう。そう。あとあのスタバでね、この間外で座ってたので、スタバって禁煙じゃん。でも外の席はさ、まあ禁煙じゃないじゃん、多分。で、あの座ってたら前に座ったおじさんがタバコ吸い始めて、もうなんか何全部煙が顔にかかるわけよ、こっちの。だから、I had to switch seat。なんか何これみたいな。
I hate the walking one。
そう、歩かれるとね。
I hate it when I see people walking with a cigarette。
そう、しかもなんか髪洗ったばっかりで超いい匂いだったのに、そのせいでもう髪とかもう全部けあのタバコ臭くなっちゃう時とかあるから、そうするともう結構結構ちょっとイラッとする。ああと思って。
I only have two. I only have a couple options if someone's walking in front of me and smoking. If I'm like walking home, it's like, well, I can stop and try to cross to the opposite side of the street, even though my house is on this side. I'm like crossing the. I'm going the other direction to get away from this guy, or I have to try to walk really fast and overtake him.
そうね。
But that means at least a few minutes of me just trailing right behind him, like.
そうそうそう。そうなの。だからあとクラブとかでね、あのタバコに焼かれる腕とか。
Yeah, that's happened
to me. しょっちゅうある。めっちゃ痛い。
I got a scar on my back from someone's cigarette.
そうだからね、まあそう吸い始めなければね、最初にいいんだけどね。ただ、まあ喫煙率下がるといいね。まあ今でもそういう方向に世界的には。ちょっと向かってるから。
Well, I think Japan's really slow.
うん、日本はね、やっぱ遅れてるよね、本当に。
Japan
クラブでも
super 遅れてる with that.
あとその分煙とか行ってさ。
I don't really see people smoking in the States. The
まあ、だって吸えるとこがないもん。
Well, I think a lot less people smoke in the States. I meet people that have quit. Like they're not that uncommon.
アメリカはね、ヨーロッパはやっぱすごい吸ってるけどね、女の子も。なんかフランス人の女の子とかもスッパスパスッパスッパ、それはそれでもう文化文化なのかなと思うけど。 OK 次、NASA は初の試みとしてバジル、クレソン、カブの種を月に送るプロジェクトに着手しました、種は2015年に月面に飛ぶ予定のムーンエクスプレスに乗せて月に送られます、地球以外の星で植物や野菜を育てる試みは人類史上初めてのことです。種は、Lunar Plant Growth Chamber と呼ばれる特殊な筒に、10日間分の空気とともに入れられます。まあ、種が発芽して育つのに5日間かかるってことなんだけど、で、実際の太陽光と水、水溶分を含ませたフィルター紙で発芽させるということです。これまでの研究で植物は重力が少ないところでも発芽できることが分かっていますが、月面上の強い放射能が与える影響については未知数です。この研究が進むことにより将来的に月や火星で安定的に野菜を育てることを目指します。
Commercial Lunar Exploration Company Moon Express, which won the Lunar, the Google Lunar X Prize, will be transporting NASA's seeds of basil, crass?Is that how you say it?
Yeah, crass.
I don't know what crass is. And turnips. I'm not really sure what turnips are either. It's like those little onion things, yeah?
It's not onion. Kabu da yo, kabu. こういうちっちゃいさ、ほら、あるじゃん。白い。
I don't know. I don't really cook that much. To the moon. They will attempt to germinate these seeds on another planet. Well, not planet. Another body. It's like a planet.
Yeah.
Another celestial body for the first time. The seeds will be placed in a special canister called the Lunar Plant Growth Chamber. The chamber will contain 10 days worth of air, and the seeds are expected to take 5 days to sprout. They'll be using natural sunlight, nutrient-dense filter paper, and a little water. They expect the plants to be able to survive the higher radiation levels on the moon, which I guess is...One of the concerns that some people have.
そう、あの、で、送ってから14日間生き延びればその放射能に耐えられるっていう証明になるらしい。 で60日間生き延びればもう繁殖できる種ができて次の世代がみたいな。でそのまま180日行くとその放射能が遺伝子レベルでその植物に与えてる影響みたいなのを調べることができるっていうことなんだけど、クレソンよくあるよ、ハンバーグとかステーキと一緒にさ、こうポロッとこう一房乗ってきたりとか。
いや、I don't know。
美味しいよ、sure. 絶対あのね、食べたら絶対わかる。てか見たら多分絶対あーこれねってなると思う。Yeah anyways、 そう、今後だからその宇宙にあの温室みたいな、なんていうの、畑じゃないけどあのをま作れるようにっていうことらしいよ。
Is this gonna be in some sort of a structure? Like, what is Moon Express doing there, exactly?
なんかその Google の、 あのショーみたいなやつに参加してる、
yeah.
あの民間の会社、スタートアップ会社みたいなやつで、yeah. あの月にそのだから送って月のそのデータとか写真とかを集めるみたいなプロジェクトだって。
Yeah, but what's actually on the moon?
What
do you know? Like, so they're sending this little canister and stuff, but are they building like a moon base? Are they?
No. I don't think so. No. 今はだからその canister、そのlanderに。
Just the lander, yeah.
うん、そうそうそう。だからこれでだから実験していろいろわかるじゃん。
うん。
そしたらだから今後何年か後とか何十年後に。そのベースを作るときにこれを利用する、まあ、ベースとなる実験みたいな。
I can't believe we don't have a moon base already. They landed on that shit so long ago.
うん、まあちょっと放置してたからね、月。
Yeah.
結構な間
for a long time.
Yeah. まあでも it's good to know that we're finally ちょっとまた、
I don't know, this is, I feel like this is kind of weakI feel like we should be doing something bigger. I guess there's no money in it at this point. There's just no money in it.
だからあれじゃない？この民間のやつに便乗してさ、種を送ったりとかしてんじゃないの？
Yeah, NASA's not even.
They need to save budget じゃん。
NASA spent like $3 on some seeds.
だってしかもこの間、この間 government shutdown の時に NASA もシャットダウンさせられてたしさ、もうお金ないから。
Oh yeah, the rover was just chilling on Mars.
だからこういう Moon Express とか SpaceX とか民間のところでちゃんとね、バジェットつけてるところにちょっと便乗して実験していく方が安いし早いんじゃないの。
I guess.
Yeah. はい。
Next, American actor Paul Walker.Known for his lead role in the Fast and Furious franchise, was killed in a single car accident in Southern California on Saturday. He was 40 years old, and he leaves behind a daughter. Walker was in the passenger seat of a 2005 Porsche Carrera GT driven by a friend and racing team partner, Roger Rodas. Walker and Rodas had planned Saturday as a day to help survivors... And victims of Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. They had invited fans and customers to the charity toy drive, an automotive social gathering organized by Walker's charity group Reach Out Worldwide. The car hit a tree, and it's not really sure, or they're not really sure exactly what happened after that, but it caught on fire. And I don't even think they've officially ID'd the victims yet.
Really?
Well, the remains were in such bad condition that they haven't been able to...
Right.
I mean, they have to go through, like, dental records and all that.
Oh, God. Okay. 映画ワイルドスピードシリーズで知られるハリウッド俳優のポール・ウォーカーが先週土曜日、カリフォルニアで自動車事故に遭い亡くなりました。40歳でした。友人のロジャー・ロダスが運転する2005ポルシェカレラ GT に乗っていたところ何らかの原因で木に激突、車が炎上してしまいました。2人は当日ポール・ウォーカーのチャリティーグループが主催するフィリピンの台風被害者のためのチャリティーとしてファンや客を集めて車のイベントを行う予定でした。びっくりしたね。
Yeah, it was, I thought it was a prank.
そう、私も。
I didn't believe it at all.
そう、あの、よくね、その、海外のセレブが、こう、死にましたみたいので、こう、やっぱり嘘でしたみたいな、多いから、そういうことかなと思って。
Well, there was actually a bit of that with this, particular case. But what happened was, people were saying it was a hoax. There was a lot of, talk on the internet that it was a hoax. It was reported by some people that this was a hoax. But it being a hoax was the hoax. Do you know what I mean?
But why would people do that?
Because they're fuckheads.
ひどいね。
Just terrible human beings.
Yeah. 意味がわかんない。
Yeah, I was... It's really sad. Because Paul Walker was... He was one of the, like, few...legit, like, grounded guys in Hollywood.
Okay.
Okay, Janesh.
Why?
But, I mean, if you watch any of his interviews or anything, he never got crazy about the fame or celebrity status. Just a genuine, down-to-earth dude that was just doing a lot of charity stuff. You know, so when someone that's kind of a dick passes away, it's a little bit easier to just be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I didn't know he had a daughter, and
actually wrote a message and put it on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
More?
Yeah, it's kind of sad to read.
Oh.
Yeah.
Teenager だよね。14歳とか。
Yeah, she's super young. Yeah.
というか彼が40歳だったことにちょっとびっくりした。もっと若く見えるよね。
Yeah, he had actually just turned 40.
Ah, okay. So, なんかあの今ワイルドスピードの7を撮ってたところだったんだよね。でなんか映画はそのままやるみたいなんだけど。
Did you see the responses from other people from the franchise?
Yeah.
Like Tyrese Gibson.And
Tyrese は見てないけど
Tyrese やばいよ He sounds like he's fucked up
Oh
Yeah
What's that?
It's interesting because Paul Walker was actually a pretty big fan of Japan And I'm a car nerd And I'm really into like Modified Like tuner cars And so Paul Walker Obviously being the star of the Fast and Furious franchiseHe would get invited to different like car shops here. There's videos of him on YouTube going to like the mines factory and driving their like new Skyline and stuff. So for people that are like into cars and into that kind of racing, he was kind of a I don't know if I want to say iconic, but he was a one of the big guys in that
culture. 次のセレブみたいな。
Yeah.
あの The Rock のは見た Response は見た、あの Facebook かなんかで Like he posted his picture with him And it was pretty sad
Yeah it's too bad It's so ridiculous That we have poles and trees Along all of the roads
Yeah
So that if you fuck up You're gonna hit
One of those.
A pole or a tree.
そうね。
I feel like we should stop doing that.
まあ、あの、こういう、まあ、車の事故で亡くなってる人っていうのは毎日すごいたくさんいて、こういう何、セレブリティだからやっぱり、あの、注目されるっていうのはそれはそれであると思うんだけど、でもやっぱりなんかこういうのを見ると、なんか人間って結構簡単に死んじゃうときは死んじゃうんだなっていうのを思い出させられるよね。
Yeah.
Like, just like that. It's like, oh.
Instantaneously.
He's gone.You know,
yeah. I mean, you can say like his friend Roger Rodas shouldn't have been driving fast. And
まあね、後からいろいろ言うのはね、まあ簡単だから。
Yeah, but people are gonna drive fast.
Yeah,
people are gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
そうね。まあでも映画ね、あの没にならないでそのままやるみたいだから。I'll be looking forward to that.I really like the trailer, actually.
Really?
No, not the trailer. I haven't seen the trailer. あの、6の最後にちょっと Did you see 6?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that yet.
あの、6の最後にちょっとあの、次の回の なんていうの、ちょっと
preview or something?
Preview じゃないけど、なんかちょっとティーザー的な、like Jason Statham とかちょっと出てきてみたいながあって、そう楽しみにしてたんだけど、来年だよね多分公開ね。
Yeah, I, yeah. I haven't really been following the.
Yeah, it's. I think it's 来年 so.
The latest ones.
Yeah. Okay.
次, last Friday, the 29th, was Black Friday in the United States. Black Friday is regarded as the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. People line up, or even camp outside of stores, to get a place in line for when they open. And on previous Black Friday events, it was estimated that approximately 1 in 3 adults were in stores. Unfortunately, Black Friday every year cements its reputation for bringing out some pretty ridiculous and violent behavior among shoppers. And a dark and morbid website called Black Friday Death Count has been tracking the deaths and injuries related to Black Friday shopping. So this year, it seems, like, so far there have been 15 injuries and 1 death attributed to the shopping craze.
先週金曜日はブラックフライデーでした。ブラックフライデーはクリスマスショッピングの幕開けとしてアメリカ全土で大々的なセールが行われます。前日の木曜日からたくさんの人々が店の前で列を作り、少しでも人より早く入れるように陣取る様子が見られました。ブラックフライデーにはアメリカの大人の3人に1人がどこかしらの店で買い物すると言われており、昨年は平均で1人当たり423ドルを使ったそうです。ブラックフライデーではその大混雑ぶりから毎年様々なアクシデントが発生します。ウェブサイト blackfridaydeathcount.com ではブラックフライデーに直接起因する死傷者の数をトラッキングしており、今年は、まあ、今のところ分かっているので15人が怪我、1人が死亡ということです。ブラックフライデーすごいよね。
It's craziness.
I've
never really been involved, but I like to observe it from a distance.
いや、痛くないよね、その場に。もう恐ろしいじゃん。Yeah. Riot みたい。みんながテレビとかが入ってる箱とかそういうエレクトロニクスをみんな取り合ったりしてんだけど、家に帰るまでに壊れてんじゃないかっていうぐらいの激しい争奪戦なんだよね。
Yeah. People are getting punched and threatened and shoved and trampled like regularly. That's normal.
ラッシュアワーの電車ぐらいの感じに混んでて、もうみんなが怒鳴り合いながら商品に手を伸ばしているみたいな。ビデオとかね、結構ニュースのサイトだと見れるけど、私が見たのはそのタオルの取り合いで、もう本当に殴り合いみたいな。
Well, what was happening with the towel situation?
なんかタオルがすごい安くなってて、
yeah.
それをみんなが取り合うみたいな。
Towels?
うん。とかもう人が取ったやつを取ろうとする人とかもいるから、それでなんか喧嘩になったりとか。
Like bath towels?
Yeah.
Not hand towels.
No. なんかどんだけ必死なんだっていう。確かにすっごい安くなるんだよね。びっくりするぐらい、right?
It's not even that cheap.
Oh yeah? なんかテレビとかすごい安くなってる。
Maybe by like $100 or something.
なんかさ、そんなに、あとびっくりしたのは、万引きした人に警察官かなんかが発砲して、病院に運ばれましたみたいな。万引きでさ、銃で撃たれるってどういうことと思ってびっくりした。I know 万引きは悪いことだけど、撃たれるほどのことかみたいな。 Can you just like 車のナンバー控えて後で捕まえるとかにすればいいのにね。 Why do you have to shoot him? So intense.
I don't know.
意味わかんないよね。なんかよく海外の人がアメリカ人とか日本に来て、わ、日本人って並ぶの好きだねとか言うじゃん。でも、
yeah.
そのねレベルじゃないよ本当に。
Yeah,
確かに日本よく並んでるけど、パンケーキ屋さんとかベン&ジェリーとか。でも人のこと言えないだろうっていう。あ、そうそう、ポップコーン。
That popcorn place. ありえない。What's going on?
すごいよね。しかもさ、they opened another popcorn place and then その隣にチョコレートフォンデュのカフェみたいなのがオープンして、それもディズニーランド並みに並んでるよ今。
Really?
That's crazy. でもブラックフライデーにはもう比べ物にならないと思う、個人的には。
Well, Japanese people like lining up if everything's in order and if there's actually a line.
Yeah.
Americans like pretending to line up, and then when the door opens, everyone just cuts everybody else and just storms in there.
Yeah, they
the videos
running.
Are absolutely nuts. I don't know how people can do that.
あのマミ得意のコメントだけど、これあのサウスパークでもね、このブラックフライデーのエピソードがあるの、あの they're like about the guards at the store、and they're like、oh, this is gonna be war みたいな感じでthey're so serious、 なんかあもうなんか去年はこれで I lost my son とかすごいの。でもそれぐらいだよね、本当に。
I don't know how everyone's been、duped by this silly consumer cultureOf Black Friday.
これ何がどうやって始まったの？このオリジンは何？
Well, people just shop. People shop for Christmas, and they try to get started right after Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is the last holiday.
Right.
Before.
そのクリスマスのプレゼントを買うためにってこと？
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I mean.Supposedly, but I think they end up buying a lot of shit for themselves.
Right, right. まあ、セールだから。
Yeah.
なんかこれこんなにも大変なことになるんだったら、例えばその Black Friday をもうその1日じゃなくて、例えば2週間にしてセールにするとかできないのか、 like Winter Sale みたいな。
Yeah. Well, Black Friday is like the first day, really.
Okay.
A lot of those sales. So if you're not there on Black Friday, stuff's gone.
But 店側でさ、例えばその1日目に全部スタックを出しちゃわないで、ちょっとずつ1週間分けて出すとかさ、なんかどうにかすればいいのにね。その1日目にお客さんが殺到しないように、この後怪我したり死んだりとかさ、おかしくない？普通に。
Yeah.
恐ろしいよ。でね、外にキャンプしてね、椅子とか持ってさ、あの待ってんだよね、木曜日ね。で、あの店の外に椅子置いて、夜中にさ陣取ってる人がみんななんか新聞みたいなの読んでて、何読んでるかと思ったらクーポン券読んでんの、みんな。That was so funny.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's really weird how I feel like all these not celebrities, what am I trying to say? Holidays. Totally different word came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with it. All these holidays have been so commercialized.
Yeah.
I mean, look at like Valentine's Day and then White Day.
まあ日本しかないけどね、ホワイトデーは。
And like, yeah, there's a lot of commercialization of it in Japan. That's almost entirely what it is, since it's not even... religiously based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうね。だからよく言うじゃん、チョコレート会社の陰謀だみたいな。
And there's like weird made up shit like Christmas chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
KFC.
KFC. And then they make Colonel Sanders look like Santa.
Yeah, ね。いつから始まったんだね、このなんか日本のクリスマスはケンタッキーチキンみたいな。
I don't know. Well, what about the Christmas cake thing? That was a different... The cake people tried to...Make that shit up too.
そうね。もともとジーザス別にケーキ食べてないもんね。
There's no cake. There's still no cake in the U.S.
そうだね。不思議だね。
It's really strange.
Yeah. まあ。
And it seems like Coca-Cola should be able to sue KFC for dressing up Colonel Sanders that way because Coca-Cola.
赤いのね。Yeah.
Coca-Cola.They're the guys that originally popularized that image
well,
of Santa Claus.
Well, they're patent ないから. They can't sue anybody.
It was kind of their...
I guess they could sue, but they probably won't win.
I don't know. I think they could. I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer.
Thanksgiving もまあ、不思議といえば不思議じゃない?
Well, Thanksgiving is probably based on more lies than any of the other holidays.And there's some good competition as far as bullshit holidays. But Thanksgiving is, you know, I was taught like, oh, the Native Americans and the...
なんかやっぱり日本人から見ると、サンクスギビングはもうすごい不思議で仕方ない。何を祝ってんのか、その、you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you guys celebrating? It's like,
Well, it's supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to tell God what you're thankful for. Like, I'm so thankful for this.
Yeah, but it's like, Indian no hito tachi wo, like, they conquered the land. They kicked out Indian people.
They didn't kick them out. They killed them.
Yeah, they killed them. And they're like, and then you're like, oh, thank God I'm like here, you know. なんか人のサクリファイスの上でみたいななんかあと毎年そのアメリカでやるTurkeyの恩赦 like politicians and Obama would like go to Turkey farms and whatever and they'll be like they'll save some turkeys from like being killed.
Oh yeah,
they always do that. あれもなんか不思議で仕方ないんだけどどういう意味
Do you know about the wishbone?
Oh yeah yeah yeah.
So when you eat a turkey there's a some bone.
こういう松葉みたいなね形の骨、
yeah. So you and another person each grab the opposing halves of that bone
端っこね、
and you like try to snap it so that you get the larger piece of bone. Like how weird is that?
わかんない謎だよね、yeah. 謎が多いねやっぱり、ま、日本の何ホリデーズも結構変なの多いけどねホリデーというか祝日なんか海の日とか体育の日とか
I feel like they're not as they're not commercialized.
It's not commercialized at all. だから多分祝日ってもともとはそういうものなんだよね Before it's commercialized, it's just like 何かの日でただ休みみたいな
I do buy a lot of those soybeans though when they have that oni shit come around.
Ah, oni shit って
I forgot what it's called.
節分でしょ
yeah, yeah, 節分
節分ねそうそうまあ大豆買うぐらいだったらね別に死ぬ人もいないしいいけどでも海外の人が日本に来てえ体育の日とか海の日って何って言われても説明できない like day of PE、
yeah.
it's like なんだろうみたいな不思議 oh well
次 Amazon expects to be using small 8 propeller drones called octocopters to deliver packages within the next 5 years. The project has been dubbed Amazon Prime Air and is well into the testing phase. The drones are completely autonomous and use GPS to navigate to their destinations. Drone delivery is already taking place in China and Australia by small companies like a bakery called In Cake that sends people cakes using drones and there's a small textbook selling startup company in Australia that I guess sends people textbooks with drones.
Amazon は5年以内に商品の配達を小さいプロペラドローンで行う予定です。Amazon Prime Air と呼ばれるこのプロジェクトは現在すでにテストフェーズに入っています。ドローンは完全無人でコントロールされ GPS を使って目的地までたどり着きます。すでに中国のインケークというベーカリーとオーストラリアの教科書の会社がドローンを使った配達を行っています。これ前にね、ちょっと一回話したけど、ピザのデリバリーどっか、また忘れちゃった。Was it Domino's? Or どっかが
I believe so, yeah.
なんか、まああれはね、別に本格的にやるとかじゃなくて、こう一回ちょっとやってみようみたいなのでネットに上がってたけど。この間ね、ちょうどアマゾンの、Working 環境の話したところだもんね。
Yeah, it seems like that's the whole situation is getting worse in Europe.
なんかドローンでもさ、今後そうやって配達がドローンでやるってなると、we'll see drones like flying around in the air,
yeah.
or drone traffic みたいな。
Yeah, that's definitely
like drones hit each other.Like, どうなるんだろうね?
I don't know if drones are going to be hitting each other, but it's pretty amazing that they can completely autonomously navigate to the destination using
そうね、
GPS.
そうね。
And to actually be able to drop a package off.
Yeah, 確かに。
It's pretty
でもさ、
crazy.
これピンポンしたりとかどうすんの?家まで着くのはいいけどさ。
Oh, it just leaves it at your house.
玄関の前に捨てていくってこと?
Well, in the States, that's what they do. In Japan, you get like, you sign for the package or they leave it in a secure box or they take it to your door. But oftentimes in the US, they just They just leave the package.
庭に捨てられてる。
You haven't seen the videos of like the FedEx workers and stuff, or the UPS workers that the delivery service in the US is seeing a lot of problems where the delivery people are extremely lazy.
Okay.
And they have, there's videos of guys just driving up onto people's lawns.
Oh.
And like running over their gnomes and shit. And like just
Hidoi.
Taking the TV out of the back and like throwing it over a fence.
Whoa.
And it's completely broken, obviously. But these workers just, they don't give a shit. Like they don't care at all.
その十歩も歩きたくないみたいな。
It's like garbage trucks in the US.
Ah.
You know how garbage trucks in the US are?
Yeah. あの自動のやつでしょ?
Yeah, so...
なんかガッシャーンって。あの庭にさ全部ゴミが撒き散らかされてるみたいなの見たことある。
So the way the garbage collection works in Japan is there's this little truck that comes by and it has three people. One guy's driving and there's two people on the back and they hold onto like these towels or whatever that's tied onto the onto the thing and then they manually grab the trash and they put it in the back of the truck. Mm. Well, in the States, there's just a huge garbage truck.
Yeah.
With one driver and a robotic arm.
Mm.
And he'll pull up to your house and the robotic arm reaches out and grabs the trash can,
mm.
throws like 70% of the garbage into the truck,
yeah.
scatters the remaining 30% all over your all over your driveway.
周りがさ、飛び散ってさ、ガッシャーってなってるじゃん。
And then it just leaves the garbage can there sideways, like toppled over, and drives away. And that's the system. That's how it works.
ひどいよ。意味がわかんない。まあでも、
so that's why they're, you know, the same way they automated that, they're automating this drone thing. And I don't know.
なんかマンションとかだとできないよね。
The error is human, right? With the garbage truck, with the delivery guys, it's always humans that are causing these problems.
Yeah.
And with the strikes and stuff that Amazon's experiencing, I'm sure they're gonna automate the whole. We were talking about the guys with the guns and the scanners that have to scan stuff and pull.
Yeah.
They're just going to make all of that automated. For sure.
マンションだとでもできないもんね。どうすんのかね。
Well, the delivery system in Japan is very good.
日本のさ、あの黒猫ヤマトすごいよね。I'm always super impressed. もう顔覚えてるし、ちゃんとお客さんの。
That's just you, Jenna.
いやあのいつも同じエリアをやってるんだよねあの人たちちゃんとだから、うん、あのすごい早いしあのお客さんの顔も覚えてるからだからロビーとかにいると黒の山の人がたまにいてあのあ今日荷物ありますよとか言ってさ、うん、後で上まで持って行きますねみたいな感じでめっちゃ優しいのめっちゃ優しいしすごい丁寧だし物が壊れてるとかも絶対ないしましてや投げたりとかありえないし、すごいよね。だから重いものとかをね持ってきてもらうときはありがたいけど、ちょっと半分申し訳ないなと思いつつ。
I think it works fine in Japan. The problem with the U.S. is the just the service level is so poor that it's so poor that it makes machines look really good.
ああそういうことか。確かにね。まあ、日本で別にねだって黒猫ヤマトとかみんな多分文句ないからドローンにしてほしいとか別にない
a person delivers it that's probably more reliable than you know, any automated alternative in Japan
この間ねあの見たあの MIT のあの MIT ってすごい大きいから迷子になっちゃうからその入り口でドローンがいてここに行きたいんだけどって言うとドローンがちゃんとそのビルまで連れてってくれるっていうのを読んだんだけど
Just one drone?
Yeah. Like, I sent you an article. あの、なんか本当に可愛いの。自分の前をブーンってドローンが飛んで、それについていくみたいな。すごいなんか。日本だったら多分あれもうちょっと可愛い見た目にすると思うけど。
How long until pets are robots? Wait a second, they already have pets that are robots. I totally forgot. Like, Aibo とか。
Aibo。
あるね。
うん。あの、あとなんだっけ、老人ホームに使ってる、あの、ゴマアザラシみたいなのの、ぬいぐるみみたいなやつ。
What's that?
あの、it's like this seal stuffed animal-ish thing. like machine and it like moves and it makes some noise and stuff and you can like pet it.
Does it swim?
No. It's for senior people in like なんかケアホームみたいな。で、そのなんかふわふわしたものを添えて触ったりとか、あ、かわいいみたいな感じでやることでちょっと脳が活性化するみたいな。でも本当の生き物だとやっぱりアレルギーの人とかもいるし、あの世話が大変だからそういう、うん、あの何ふわふわしたか人形みたいなので代用してるんだって。でイギリスでは本当の鶏を使ってるみたい、それと同じ理由で。 So all these like old people take care of chickens as like pets together.
Interesting.
うん、まあだから本当にチキンじゃなくていいんだろうね、多分なんかペット、
Robot chicken
or anything cute, like anything fluffy and cute looking, なんかぬいぐるみみたいなやつとか。え、でも本物がいいな、でも。わかんないけど。なんか、壊れ、いや、I don't know. What do you think?
The eyeball thing never really took off.
うん、出た時はね、やっぱりすごい流行ったけど、高かったしね、昔。結構
everyone just has the eye robot instead.
でも Furby とかすごい流行ったね。
Oh yeah, Furby.
うん。あれもだってね、あれもだから要はロボットペット。
Have you seen the videos of people modifying Furbies?
No.
So there's like a weird culture in like Akihabara of people that modify Furbies. They buy the 普通の Furby and they take it apart and like re-solder shit. I don't know what they're doing. But
どういう風にするの?
They change it so it has like an alien voice.
What?
They like change the appearance of the Furby.
Okay.
I don't know. I just stumbled across this weird video of this like super hot chick soldering Furbies.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
Furby, だ売り切れてたしね。
Yeah, I had one.
This. Yeah, me too. I had this ヒョウ柄の。
I had a Furby.
アメリカファービー、英語話すやつ。あれ、まあね、でもどうかな。日本だともっとあれよね、あのセックスドールみたいな方が多分需要は。
Sex Furby?
No, like 超リアル、うん、real looking。Sex dolls.
Like what? I'm not actually that familiar with it. I know that they
すごいよ、もう本物みたい。もうね、道に落ちてたら死体だと思って警察呼ぶレベル。マジで。
That sounds pretty real.
うん、本当に本物みたい。本物の人間みたい。
What does it feel like?
I don't know.
Did you enjoy it?
What? I'm a girl. You
well,
gotta try it.
It could be a male sex. Why are all sex dolls women?Like men are the only ones that are trying to have sex with dolls.
Demand がないんじゃないの、女性は。
I don't know.
怖いし、家に帰ってさ、男の人形座ってたら怖くない？ビクってなりそうじゃん、自分が。
What about the guy that married a pillow? Didn't a guy marry a pillow?
Oh yeah. いたね、なんかそういう人。
That guy became really famous.
Yeah.
For marrying a pillow.
結構ね、その秋葉原とか行くと女の子のエロいなんかのがプリントされた抱き枕、何、結構リアルなサイズのやつとか売ってるよね。
Why are so many people turning to these sex dolls and
objects
and yeah
人間じゃないもの。
I feel like a lot of Japanese men are just turning towards the just porn, prostitutes, sex dolls, sex pillows. Sex Furbies.
なんだろうね、その男と女のレーションがおかしいのかな。女が足りない？そんなことないよね。
It's not.
なんだろうね。
I don't understand it.
それか男性のなんか理想が高すぎる。
I have like one weird theory.
Okay, tell me.
I don't know, it's kind of complicated. But my weird theory is that Japanese men, our parents' generation, Japanese men, the, I guess, like the baby boomer generation, just worked way too much. They worked too much. None of them were ever home for their kids. Mm. Everyone was working overtime. And we have a whole generation of men that was that has been raised by women, mm. almost exclusively by women. Mm. And I think that kind of resulted in the a feminization of men in Japan. Because the like our mm. parents' generation is far more masculine than yeah, the current generation. So and I think that's the influence of mothers.
でもそのフェミナイゼーションとそのなんていうの二次元の女性に惹かれちゃうっていうのとどう関係あるの?
Well, that aggression to go after women.
ああ、できないから。
That male dynamic. I feel it hasn't really been facilitated.
Mm.
It hasn't really been, I don't know, people weren't really raised with that because they were raised by their mothers.
まあそうかもね。 Yeah.
But that's just a theory. I don't know.
でも逆にじゃあそのフェミナイズされた男性に育てられた子供たちはどうなっていくんだろうね。今後。
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
あんまりでも私の周りはそんな。いないんだけど、フェミニンな。
Well, that's your fault. That's your choosing.
My fault?
Not fault. Choosing, でしょ?
I don't know. Maybe. But I also don't have friends who are like into idol とか、そういう sex dolls とか。
Yeah, those people have less friends.
あとなんか AKB とか見てるとちょっとなんていうのその理想の女性像と実際の女性がちょっとかけ離れてるっていうのもあるのかなって思うよね。
Yeah, definitely.
Like those AKB girls are
But
like
But it's not just AKB. It's any girls on television.
なんかその彼氏もいたことないです I'm a virgin and I never dye my hair and I never swear andI'm like always smiley and skinny and pale and cute and I'm like 15みたいな。なんていうの?それが普通みたいな。それがテレビで出すぎて。なんか普通の女性を見ると、え、全然違うみたいな。なんかショック受けちゃうみたいなもありそうじゃない? Like, I don't know.
I guess. Maybe yeah. compared to you.
Yeah.Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. I mean,、yeah. if you're used to looking at AKB みたいなおとなしい子 and then if you look at me, it's like, whoa.
どう違うの?
無理みたいな。
What are all the differences between you and AKB?
え、なんかさ、ちょっと弱そうなやっぱり、
AKB、
おとなしそうな子が多いじゃん。やっぱ日本で人気が出るアイドルとか。なんか男を立てるみたいな。なんていうの、mm.ちょっと散歩下がってついてきますみたいな、
うん、
でも in reality そういう子の方がやっぱり少ないから今はそうするとねそういう子見つけようと思うとやっぱり難しいよね、うん、I don't know というわけで今日のお話終わりですけど、yeah. ラジオね爆笑問題カウボーイにもう火曜日だからあと一週あと8日間で、
yeah, 10日。
へえ、so exciting。で、TBS スペシャルウィークのサイトにもうアップされてるので、マミとマイケルがゲストですみたいな感じで写真も載ってるので、興味ある人は見てみてください。ヤクミツルさんが前半で、うちらが後半。
Mm. Yes, please.
で今年のニュースを3本紹介するということでまだ選んでないんだけど
Yeah, we should do that
Yeah, we need to work on that ね、でこの間の Facebook でみんなどれぐらい週に運動してますかみたいな、ね、ちょっと軽い気持ち聞いたらみんな結構すごいやってんだよね
well,
ちょっとびっくりした
I think, like, すごいやってる人が
書いてる
書いてる
でなんか5キロ走ってるとか毎日やってるとか
I wouldn't わざわざ comment and say like 何もやってないです
まあでもね一人なんかは私と一緒のなんか何リアクションでわみんなすごいみたいなみんな超やってるみたいな でもなんか外雪降ってるから走れないみたいな言ってる人いた、
うん、
ちょっとかわいいね。
Yeah, there's some hardcore people out there. People、うん、running marathons and shit.
ねえ、あ、そう、マラソンね、流行ってるしね。
Yeah, I don't.
私無理だわ。
Yeah, I can't do it either.
やったこともないけど。だってもう、だって、やってる人の話聞くと、こう、マラソン出ちゃうと、やっぱみんながね、路肩で応援してるから、途中でやめられないから、でも毎年なんでこれやったんだろうって思うって言ってる。
うん。
いや、辛すぎて。でも私は無理だわ。
Yeah, I'd rather climb a mountain or something. If I'm gonna do the long-term strenuous.
持久力的な。
Yeah, I would
climb a mountain.
You would?
高尾山みたいなちっちゃいやつだったら。
With all the おじさん。
Yeah, おじいちゃんおばあちゃんと一緒に。とか修学旅行生とかと一緒に。
Yeah.
そう、この間ね、マイケル誕生日だったんだよね。イエーイ、おめでとう。
I got older. 26
になったんだ。
僕、はい。
なんか楽しいことした？
No, not really. No, I went out and I had a few drinks with some friends.
Okay.
It's good times.
まあそういう方がいいよね。ちょっと大きいパーティーとかもうめんどくさいよね。
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best, I think. Okay.というわけで今週もね頑張りましょう。また木曜日、
yep.
終わり、バイ
バイ。